Fresh from a studio and into another studio.
Good morning!
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Even more Cooper and Luke.
Welcome along to the Big Breakfast Bite Size.
What's the date?
Today is the 15th.
So the 15th, and there's still nothing bleeding done to this studio. Huh? What do I have to do?
What do you need done?
I want stuff. Remember we said we'd add shit?
Oh, we'd make it look like a shed.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Some wooden panels make it look like a shed.
No, sauna.
No. Oh, no, you don't want a sauna.
You want it to look like a sauna.
Why?
Because a wooden teak look would be lovely in here. If you brought Anne-Marie or Macklemore in here and said, welcome to the sauna.
I know. Make it look like a... like an old office, so like with library and leather and...
Fuck, I got it.
Go on. Shed.
Pictures of the outside. But A1, how big are the size of the wall? So instead of a white wall, which is what we have here to our right in the studio where we record this podcast, you'd have the picture of a lovely scenic view.
Of?
Iceland.
That's pretty much what it looks
like. No, Reykjavik and all the pointy towers. Like, not just bland. Something that makes... Or like we go over here then and it's...
Champs-Élysées.
And then behind you is Barbados. You know, that's what I want. Something like that. Why is it just a stupid pair of headphones picture?
Because like when you put your head in between, you're like, wacky, wacky, big headphones.
You nearly fell over. That would have been hilarious.
No, the wall's behind me. No, I think a shed and like have, and like a, you know, like a sweeping brush and like some potted plants and stuff in here.
You know what I'm really curious about now that we've after looking around us, behind Cooper, right, is a picture of a huge headphones. In between that, in graphics, is a wavefront. And that equals a sound. And I would love to know what that wavefront equals. What does that actually...
The waveform.
Waveform, sorry, yeah. What does it say?
This.
Yeah. So what, if you, can you... You know,
hang on. Meh.
You see, you have to...
It's
a song.
It's... Brr.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Look. Brr.
Brr.
Yeah, it's brr.
It's not brr. Because it goes down, up, up, down, down, up, up, down, down, down.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's not that. Because it's all sharp, look, see? So it's like, oh look, it's closer.
Anyway. Oh, it's nearly like my laugh.
Oh, maybe it is. I'd love to know. You should take a picture now and try and figure that out.
That's just drawn.
No, it's not drawn.
It is.
It's not. It's too, for God's sake.
That's one of my favourite gifts that I got off Lisa was the wave, the sound wave in a picture of our first dance song for our wedding. And it's in a frame.
Cute.
Yeah.
Naff. Cute.
Yeah, very
also
cute.
The same. Fair play to you.
Yeah.
I have to go now to go catch a flight.
Yeah, good luck meeting the boys.
Thank you.
This is cool. Very cool.
Yeah. The boys being Richard Hammond, James May and Jeremy Clarkson.
Mm.
Long time idol of mine.
Will you call them by their names or by their nicknames?
I'm not going to say Captain Slow, the guy who punched the producer and
hamster.
The hamster.
Yeah.
No. Can't do that. Because that's informal. I hope we go for a few sneaky pints.
But you're meeting in a pub.
Exactly. So I hope we go for a few sneaky pints.
But that is not the idea. You're going for a few sneaky pints.
Sometimes the events that you go to and they say it's going to be a certain way and it just isn't.
You're going for a sneaky pints in London to watch one episode of a new TV show.
Called The Grand Tour.
Which is going to be like half an hour. And what are you going to do for the rest of the day?
Going gym.
Over in London?
Yeah, I'm going gym.
You better not.
The hotel has a gym. I have my clothes.
You're on holiday.
I have my creatine tablets and everything.
Do not.
I'm going gym. I'll send you a picture.
Have you got your prescription for your creatine tablets so you don't get stopped and they're like, what's this in your bag?
No.
Creatine. They're like, nah.
You're lucky.
Strip search.
I had a bag of powder there, which looked conspicuous.
Yeah.
And it was bulking powder. But I took that. So now that's in me.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to get my tablets. I'm going to put them in my pocket because if you don't beep going through the airport, they don't search you.
Oh, what if there's a dog in it?
He's not looking for creatine.
He's not looking for creatine.
No, he's not looking for creatine. No, he's not. And if he does, it'll be great content for tomorrow's show.
All right. Enjoy London.
I will. I'm off now. See you. Bye.
Subscribe.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Up, Daddy. Notorious B.I.G. Faith Evans. It's a Big Breakfast. It's 6:14. Good morning.
More money, Muppet. That's what people who have money say. Ah, yeah. Money is the root of all problems. And then you go to a poor person and say, would you like some money? It may cause you some problems. They go, yeah, give us the money. Ridiculous question. I don't know if you remember, but over 3 years ago, I was sent to England for 98FM to interview Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, I do remember.
It was supposed to be fantastic. It was for the movie Creed. Michael B. Jordan was going to be there. And it was going to be fab. It was going to be one of our first interviews on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we went over. There was other Irish media sent over from the likes of Expose and RTE.
Wow, the big wigs.
Yeah. And we on 98FM was there, standing toe-to-toe in the red carpet. And it rained a little bit. And Sylvester Stallone said, no thanks. And he didn't do any interviews. And Michael B. Jordan left very quickly after him. And I ended up getting absolutely diddly squat. And then we missed the train back. And we had to get another flight the day after, which cost the movie company that sent us all over a fortune. So it was one of the worst. It was one of the worst media things that I've ever been involved in, because just nothing happened, and then we were late, and it was gas. So I'm going to try and not let that happen today, as I recreate that journey, same place, same train, same type of flight, when we go and interview the members of the Grand Tour. Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond, and James May. Have them on the show this week.
Love it.
But I have to do that journey again, and I'm nervous now that I'm going to miss the something.
Yeah. Whether you'll get back again is another thing.
Drones?
No. Well, drones and Brexit could just all go.
Is that happening?
See, there's a thing today.
Yeah.
There's a thing happening in Parliament today. A big vote.
Right.
And there's a lot of people protesting.
Brexit thing, is it?
Yeah. It's a big, big thing. So you might be able to get out or in.
See,
they might just shut down England and the UK altogether.
No, I have to come back. Because I have a thing to go to on Thursday. I promised my little girl I'd be at her play. Made a promise, and Daddy keeps the promise. Is there any alternatives, actually? Maybe you can help. Okay, so let's say I get held up for some... let's say drones again. Okay, some stupid... Is there any other way of getting back from England to Ireland? The ferry, is it? Yeah. Does that cost €1 million and take forever? Okay, so it's easily doable.
Yeah, just like... You know, get the app.
Yes.
So you can book it just in case and get, rent a car. Rent a car, drive. Don't rely on trains or anything like that. Or if do you have a motorbike license?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
See, I've always had this plan that if I ever get stuck anywhere, rent a motorbike and just go.
Okay.
Because you're not stuck in traffic or anything like that.
I'm going to do that.
So, so disaster in Armageddon on the way for you tomorrow.
Hopefully not.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
It's Cooper and Luke, and a very, very happy and excited Cooper. Yesterday, the news was announced that Rick and Morty Season 4 is coming very soon. And this isn't a rumour thing, it is, they're going to be showing it on Channel 4. They've bought the rights to it. They've bought all the rights to show all the Adult Swim TV shows. So all that content is going to be free to view on the 4 player. And here's the thing, yeah? They're going to show all of Season 1, 2 and 3. And then they're going to show Season 4, but they haven't announced a date yet. But does this mean that it's taken away from Netflix? Because it's currently on Netflix.
Is there any other show that's on Netflix and also on the TV? I don't think so. I'm not sure.
There's a few. Like Gotham was on TV, but...
there's a precedent.
Netflix got it after it was shown on E4. It's probably going to be the same with the new season of Gotham as well.
Still don't understand. Well, I think Netflix would be very clever if they are getting rid of Rick and Morty, because, you know, you don't want to have bad shows on your streaming service. You want to just have good shows. Rick and Morty is crap.
Luke.
It's crap. I watched it.
Amazing.
You told me to watch it. I watched it. I got really annoyed by it.
You're in the wrong frame of mind. You need to be in the right frame of mind for Rick and Morty.
What's the right frame of mind?
Wubba-dubba-dub-dub.
See, can't. Danny, I think you may have ruined it for me because you talked about it so much before I knew what it was.
You nearly proved a theory of mine there. When movies get talked about and bigged up and then get Oscar nominations, then they're rubbish.
Well, they just give you a level of expectation that the thing itself is not able to get to.
I nearly am frightened to look at an Oscar-winning movie because to fear that I might hate it.
That's okay to hate a movie. It's just Rick and Morty isn't very good. I remember I counted the amount of times your man said Morty, and it was something like 200. I didn't count, sorry. I went online.
Yeah.
And there was an online counter. So obviously it wasn't just me. Someone set up an online counter. The amount of times your man Rick says the words Morty.
Well, you gotta, you know, recognize your characters. It's like you say my name, I say your name now and then.
But it wasn't very good, no. And I was in the right state of mind, you know what I mean? I was all in for the Rick and Morty thing.
Well, the good news is, for any Rick and Morty fans, there's 70 more episodes to come. So that's probably another good few seasons.
One thing I did like, I grant you, was that the recording process for your man, Rick, is very unique. where they feed him full of stuff.
That was fake.
Ah,
that was fake.
No, I don't think so.
It was.
I was watching the behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it
he
was
had a glass.
It was a fake behind the scenes.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That proves it, that it's absolute.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho on 98FM. 6:38. It's the Big Breakfast. Hi.
It being that time, yeah, you guessed correctly. We need to do something other than talking about celebrities or something that's happened in our life or playing music. And that would be playing some sort of game. Normally held or helmed by Suze, the captain of this boat.
Aye, aye.
Oh, our missus.
I had to think for a sec. What does the captain say?
Aye, 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 aye,
yeah. Aye, aye, aye. Aye, aye, captain. Oh, that's what you should say to me, really, isn't it?
Don't you say that to a captain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Big Breakfast.
Right.
What are we doing, Suze?
Let's get this started. We are playing 98FM's Lie to Me.
Cool. Me being you.
Me being you, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All of us, though, really.
That's true, yeah. So
you and you and yeah. You there. You.
Everybody listening on the Lewis and the train, this is directed at you because both me and Cooper are about to lie to you and producer Suze. One of us is telling the truth, one of us is lying.
Mm-hmm. And this morning, Cooper, you're going first.
Oh. Okay. So, as you know, we had to go out and about yesterday to go visit one of our lucky winners here in 98FM.
Oh, yeah.
And we were given the responsibility of looking after one of the 98FM Thunder cars, which I was driving. I looked after it as best I could until parking it this morning, and I scraped it a little bit in the back bumper off the pillar in the car park. A little bit. So when I say a little bit, the entire kind of wrap where it says 98FM, it looks like a 9 and then a big streak.
I don't know. Automatically, I'm thinking that's a lie. Cooper's a very careful driver.
He's very careful.
Yeah.
I've seen him drive multiple times.
I drove you yesterday.
You drove me. I was chauffeur driven by you, and you're incredibly. Do you know what he does? He stays in the middle lane behind cars and trucks. It's incredible. No overtaking.
He's control.
Well, I was doing the speed limit.
I know, it's incredible. I don't know how he does it.
And I wasn't exiting at the exit lane.
I don't get it.
The only thing is when you are reversing into a spot, which you do a lot, you do the one-handed hand on the wheel, spin it around in a circle.
That's the correct way of doing it.
It's actually not.
See, the sensors on, you know, the parking sensors, they go... they work differently on my car than they do on the Thunder car. And I think my ones are more sensitive and I trusted them like I do my car, if you know what I mean. Okay. So clever. I hit the pillar. It's just a little bit. It's not dead. It's just scrape the wrap off.
Don't worry.
Also, would you admit it? I don't know.
Well, I was the one who had the car. So I was like...
All right, Luke, you're up.
Thanks. I don't know if you heard this, but I'm off to London today to get some interviews for 98FM's Big Breakfast. There's a whole host of Irish media going over to interview the Grand Tour people in this event that they're holding in London City. So it's not just me, it's a few of the bits and pieces. And one of the people that I'm going with... I saw on the email, CC'd in the email, is a person I have, how do I put this, the old me had relations with. Oh God, that was way too, I really
old
went too close to that. Do you remember me initially in the show?
And I do.
My antics. Well, I would have had some sort of antics with this person and I haven't seen that person since that time.
Yeah.
And we are now... going to be in a very close... I don't know if we might be sitting beside each other. We're definitely sitting beside each other on the train anyway.
I really want to ask how it was left.
Exhaustedly.
That's true. We don't even need to take a break on that one. I'm pretty sure Luke's telling the truth this morning.
It's a different type of exhausted.
But I could be wrong. 087-798-9898. What do you think?
Two very good stories there, Suze. One of them is not true. How are you feeling on the whole situation?
I'm leaning very heavily towards one side.
Good. 087-798-9898. You have an opportunity here to be like Suze and get it either right or wrong. If you get it right, if you know who is lying, text it now and you win a movie pass at IMC Cinema.
It's Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire on 98FM.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire, 98FM's The Big Breakfast. Big Breakfast, on the tail end of 98FM's Lie to Me, one of us has lied to you and producer Suze. She's having a tough time today.
Yeah. So, little recap. Luke says he's going to London today for... Why are you going to London again?
Interview the cast of the Grand Tour for 98FM's Big Breakfast.
And someone on the flight that's also going as part of the press team is someone he's had previous relations with.
Could be anyone.
Stop that.
And Cooper says he borrowed... We used the 98FM Thunder car yesterday.
That's true.
That is true. I was in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But you drove it home, and when you drove back into work today, you got the side of it, was it? Or the back?
It tore the... Like, when I went up and get parking in reverse, and it tore a little bit of the sticker off.
Oh. The wrap, yeah.
Oh, sticker.
Yeah, a little sticker that's on it. Hopefully.
Like, not cheap to get wrapped.
No.
Okay. Well, because of that...
Well, hang on, before you say...
Oh.
Yeah? Sorry to interject.
Okay.
I give you some sort of idea of what the population of Dublin is saying.
Oh, yeah.
Cooper is lying. He isn't annoyed at himself enough, says Aileen. You're not annoyed at yourself. You're not like, ah, balls.
It's not my car.
Oh, wow.
It's insured.
James says Cooper is lying. He wouldn't crash the car and then not tell his boss. That's a good point.
He'd poop himself.
He kind of did tell his boss right there.
Yeah. Well, also, I wouldn't really poop myself. It's like, I'm an adult. I'm not 12. I didn't, like, you know, break my mum's vase.
Morning, lads. Luke is lying. This morning, Jay and Kilcock.
Oh.
So I got one from me. And then everyone else, Leanne is Finglas. Cooper is lying. So there was only one person that thinks I'm lying.
Okay.
So is there two? What do you think, Suze?
I'm going to agree with the majority. I'm going to be sheep and say, Cooper, you're lying.
Well, it looks like we're going to be deducting some sticker allowances out of my wages because I ripped the sticker off the side of the car, yeah.
Oh, that's shocking.
Oh, Coop.
You should be fine.
There's no scratches, it's just a sticker.
Yeah,
so you made your confession.
Yeah.
This morning on air.
Fine.
Hey, good luck after the show.
Congratulations to Jay and Kilcock. He was right. I was lying. So he wins the IMC Movie Passes.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jay. Hard luck, Cooper.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Little Mix, Woman Like Me on 98FM at 7:09. Good morning. It's the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke here.
Good morning. If you want to head over to 98FM or you can have a look on our YouTube page, you'll see our chat with Hozier. Really nice dude, really down to earth, and just a fantastic bleeding voice on him. And he has new music, which I'm going to play for you in a second. This has just been announced alongside the fact that he's going to be on the NYC non-profit event called God's Love We Deliver. So it's got Sheryl Crow in there and Robert Plant. And it's the third one. It's the first I've heard of it. I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah.
But it's hosted by Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, no.
It's just a weird kind of mashup of Whoopi Goldberg and Hozier.
And Robert Plant.
God's Love We Deliver. There's all these words that are coming at you. It's very weird. But hey, cool. It's all for charity, I suppose. So on his Instagram, he uploaded this video. It says, looking forward to sharing some new music this week. And he's really gone quite... he's uploading a lot to Instagram lately, covering songs that the Rubber Bandits had dreams of him covering. Like, it's all very strange. But I do like it. Now, there's a bit of a guitar intro, which I've already played, so I'll play the bit where he starts singing.
I wouldn't know where to start with music playing in the dark. It's still my foolish heart, don't learn this song. I wouldn't know where to start with music playing in the dark. Still my foolish heart, don't
see what I find so impressive there, right? I know it's just a guy singing, but that's an Instagram video of him and a guitar. This is me in a very expensive microphone, same with Coop. He's just there in his bedroom, like.
I wouldn't know where to start with music playing in the dark.
Voice of honey. Honey and lavender, like, how smooth is that? What? How do you do that? He's not in a studio, he's in a bedroom.
Voice of honey. Doesn't matter how rubbish your phone is, once it's Hozier singing, it's going to sound like honey. It's Girls Aloud Biology on 98FM, while Youth is next.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
can't move on.
While you can't move on 98FM, it's 7:17. Good morning.
I love a good fad. And every now and again, one of these fads pops up on Instagram or Twitter. Like your top nine on Instagram coming up to the new year. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And then it was like the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, that was cold.
You got to pour ice on you and nominate.
That was for
them.
Good cause, though.
There's planking. If you really want to go old school, there's planking.
Owling. Do you remember owling?
I do, yeah. These are all funny because they come and go. They're a bit of crack. And then the latest one to hit Instagram, for people who are not aware, I'm sure you are, maybe you've done it already, is the 10-year challenge. So this is where you post a picture of yourself now, mm-hmm. and a picture of yourself 10 years ago.
Oh.
And everyone laughs at how ridiculous you used to look.
Or look now.
or yeah, one or the other. I found one from 10 years ago. It's weird because I'd actually saved it a while ago. And because of the differences between me 10 years ago and now, I wonder if you could if you can find them, Coop. Okay, so here is I'm going to do the same thing with you.
Okay.
So this is a picture of me 10 years ago.
Oh, there we go. Typically topless.
Typically topless. I love the alliterative tease out.
Okay.
What do you know is they don't have?
Tattoos.
Yeah, look at me. I'm as white as well.
Yeah. You're not like fake baked or anything.
I'm not fake baked in general, but it's weird looking at yourself because you feel like a kid. I felt like a kid there. That was a game we were playing in college, right?
Are your nipples lopsided?
Sometimes. I was playing a game in college where you had to get out of your clothes and get dressed in someone else's clothes that were playing the same game. So you'd switch clothes and people would end up with other
just
people's
heads
clothes
up,
on.
He went to Carlo.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking of letting your kids go to Carlo, this is the type of thing that goes on.
Only clothes, like only tops and t-shirts. Like, I've seen your older one.
Yeah, my 10 years ago one.
Hair is brighter.
Oh, yeah. Well, as in now?
No.
Oh, it was redder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that dying? Is some sort of...
No, it's just going grey.
Okay, right.
Yeah, just blonde, yeah. 98
FM's Big Breakfast. It's nice. It's gotten nicer with age.
Thanks, Luke. So's your arm?
That was lopsided nipples.
Lopsided nipples on a tattooed arm. You look great, Luke.
Thanks, hon.
And your tan looks fab.
We might actually upload those to... well, maybe not my one. To 98 FM's Instagram. Because it's the kids and stuff. It's all well and good talking about it, but you can't post it on the thing. People get offended.
We'll do with a... We'll put a t-shirt on you.
Put black bars on the...
X's. Black X's.
Okay, black X's. Cool, thanks for that.
Cool, Swedish House Mafia, Don't You Worry Child, next on The Big Breakfast.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 5 questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Is it true that your daughter is also called Kathleen?
Yes, it is.
I always wonder about that, why people call their children after themselves.
I was called after my mother, so I don't know. A bit silly, maybe.
That's nice.
My grandmother was called Kathleen.
Nice.
Are you related?
It's a nice tradition. My friend has a guy, he's called Dara, and his son is called Dara Og, which is young Dara in Irish. So.
Oh, yeah. Better than little and big, I suppose.
That's a good point, yeah. Is she there with you now?
She is.
Oh, brilliant. Is she old enough to talk on the radio?
Yeah.
Let's have a chat with her.
Hiya.
Hiya, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks.
You sound like you're about 15.
I'm 18.
Okay, well, I was close. What's it like being called after your ma?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, cool. All right, well, you sound very positive and intelligent young woman. Are you going to help your ma?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'll tell my
dad. Do you want to stick her back on?
Yeah.
Awesome. Great chat. Nice.
Go ahead. Yep.
Cool. Awesome.
Are you ready to play, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead, man. You can knock this out of the park.
5 questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong.
And we're gone.
25 euro.
I like how, because I'm having fits about my daughter, because she's 8, and when she's 18, I'm hoping that she'll still love me and like me and everything. And hearing how nice Kathleen is with Kathleen in the car is going to give me hope. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
That's good to hear.
Yeah, you sound like your mates. I like that. All right, 25 euro. Which Irish actress is starring in the new film Mary, Queen of Scots?
Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan would be correct. Yes.
Well done, Kathleen. Kathleen, you got 25 quid. What do you want to do? Move on for 50 or take that cash and get out of here?
Oh, we'll move on.
50 euro.
Cool. All right. This is a bit of a trick question. Because it's very, very new.
Okay.
I presume Kathleen is on Instagram. Young Kathleen.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. The most liked picture on Instagram at the moment, right, is a picture of what?
An egg.
Yes! I don't know which Kathleen it was because you kind of sound very similar.
It was the younger one.
The young one, okay. Well, that's a compliment to you, I suppose, because you both sound exactly the same. Well done. 50 euro.
Congratulations.
Boom.
So, the next question's worth 100 euro. That's 50 quid each if you think about it. What do you want to do?
Oh, we'll give it a shot.
Oh, it's a trick one. It's a tricky one now. Are you sure, Kathleen?
Yeah, we may as well. Yeah.
100 euro.
They sound very alike, don't they?
I just said that. You're so weird.
I'm not with it today.
Why are you putting a picture of you from 2019 up? Because you just sent me one of yours from 2019. Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Sorry. It's a relationship. It's like going out with someone. The foibles of the other person's quite funny. Okay.
We're both having a Tuesday.
For 100 euro. I'm grand. We're talking about having a crack. For 100 euro, the two Kathleen's in the car, how many children does Eddie Murphy have? Sounds like you're riding a horse, but it's just the indicator stuff. I can give you some sort of clue, maybe.
Yeah, could you?
Yeah. Now, every time I do this, people give out to me, because if I say something like, it's less than 12, someone goes, oh, it's 11. But that's not what this means. I can just give you the broad scope. It's between 5 and 18. Okay?
5 and 18. I think it's 10. Yeah. We'll just give it a shot. 10.
Yes, it is 10. Congratulations. I don't know how you knew that, but that's very impressive.
Well, you gave them enough time to get the phone out, turn it on, put in their password, and then open Safari and Google it.
Oh,
you gave them... I was actually reading it. It was on some news thing the other week.
Yeah, sorry. Fair play to Kathleen. You tell him. You bleed and tell him.
Sure. All right, you got 100 quid. Well done, Kathleen's.
Thank you.
The next question, question 4, is worth 250 euro.
Is it hard?
No, actually, it's not that hard, to be honest.
Shall we go for it?
Yes, Kathleen.
250 euro.
Loving this. How are you feeling about the whole situation? Is it going like you thought it would?
Not too bad. We're nervous, but it's so far so good.
Okay, cool. All right. I feel like some sort of shepherd trying to make sure that you're okay and just guiding you through the quiz.
You're rounding sheep up.
Yeah, but I don't want to make them too nervous. I want a bit of nervous, but not too much that you don't answer the question.
We're a lot nervous.
250 euro, the two Kathleen's in the car who sound very similar. Which of these counties has the smallest population? Kerry, Wexford, or Tipperary?
Oh.
What do you think? I gotta rush it a little bit.
Okay. Wexford,
you say? It's Kerry.
Kerry.
It's please. Kerry.
You gave it a shot.
You did. And because you are on air with us and your daughter is there, we never let anybody who's there with the kids go away empty handed. So we'll treat you to a movie pass to IMC Cinemas. You can bring Kathleen to the cinema.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
That's mad. I wouldn't have got Kerry at all.
Would you not?
No, because Kerry's massive. But it's just so sparse.
It's rural. Yeah. See, I used to live there because I kind of caught that.
A lot of people lived there, so maybe that's why it's sparsely populated.
Still, they had a thing called the Rural Resettlement Scheme, which is where they tried to bribe people from Dublin to live in rural communities. So my mum was like essentially bribed by the council. So you get like a house and everything, and it's about raising your kids out of Dublin. It was a long time ago, but it worked. They got me, mum.
They need to do it again.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Everyone's just going to Kildare, really, though, everything about it. So we'll play Greedy Guts again tomorrow. You could win 500 euro.
Retro driving movies. We got tickets to give to you after we play some Snoop Dogg Signs on 98FM. I'm not
sure. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
Boom. Very similar, but not the same. The 9:15 Mystery Machine. That is a machine which I can see at the moment, and there's a hole protruding out the back of it. And there is a behind you, Suze. Literally at the door there. Look, see the rail. I love the way we won't turn a full 180.
No, it's just turn my head. What, there shouldn't be a hole in it.
But there is. I'm looking at the bleeding hole at the back of it.
That's new.
Do you know what was
in Believe It?
Do you know what was blocking up that hole before there was a hole in it? There was like about 18 Weetabix just shoved into it.
Really?
It was really weird.
I'm surprised it's been working so well.
You took them out.
Jeez, Weetabix. That's weird.
That's very odd.
What a coincidence. All right, who, Susie, are you doing it today?
I'm going to hand over the reins to Cooper.
Oh, I haven't done it yet this year.
No, you haven't.
You okay. Reach over there.
So. I'm going to shake this bit. Oh, cool.
What does it say?
It's a TV catchphrase.
Yeah.
So these are catchphrases from TV characters on TV. And if you know the answer, you've got to shout your name.
No, it is, we're not. Steve, we don't shout names because then someone just goes, Luke, and we think for ages. It's always shout your answer.
Sorry, well, I will say I won't think for ages.
There you go. Okay, cool.
Okay,
I'll play fair.
If you know the answer, shout the answer.
There you go.
Okay. So we're going to play audio of catchphrases from TV shows. For 2 points, you got to get the character and the TV show. Ooh. For 1 point, you get the other.
Spicing it up.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, there is spice involved in this.
I'm a fan.
Are you ready?
Yeah, man.
No. Here we go. Wubba lubba dub dub.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah, who is it though?
Oh, Morty?
No, it's not.
Flip
it. Is it Rick?
It is Rick.
Yeah, it's
well
point
done,
for me.
Sus. Point for you. Okay, next one.
Huh? How does that make sense?
Does it make sense? Sus got the other.
Fine, okay.
Hey, George.
Bart Simpson.
It was a double one, but who's going to get the TV show?
Simpson.
Point each. Wow, so it's 3 all around.
No, I get another point because I said The Simpsons first, Steve.
I love when he gets really like defensive.
He's not doing it properly.
His voice goes like
he's not doing it properly. Hey. I said The Simpsons and Bart Simpson. Give me an extra point. She just said Bart Simpson, so she gets 1 point.
Okay, next one.
You can't multitask.
Here we go.
Bazinga.
No idea.
Not a clue.
What?
Bazinga.
What's it from?
It's Big Bang Theory. It's Sheldon Cooper.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch that.
Because it's bad.
That's what she said.
The Office.
Yes.
It's Mike.
Is it Mike? Michael Scott, sorry.
Is that The American Office?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't watched that either. I'm really at a loss here because I haven't watched much TV shows.
Now well, TV have blockbusters and shows streaming now, so you should really get on board.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Oh, Lost in Space?
Yeah.
The Robot?
Yeah, well done. Okay, next one.
How you doing?
Joey for friends!
2 points each.
Okay.
Very good, Sue.
Hello, Newman.
Frasier?
No.
Hello, Newman.
Seinfeld?
Yes. And who was it?
The guy with weird hair.
No.
What's his name?
Jerry.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes. Good guess.
Jumping on the bandwagon.
Legend. Wait for it.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
And it is. Oh, he's my favourite. What's his name?
Tom. Okay, sorry, no.
Oh, Lenny is coming into my head.
No,
for some
it's Barney.
Barney.
Oh, sorry,
here's another one.
Police the hounds.
Mr. Burns, The Simpsons.
Yes, well done.
Oh, hiya.
Hey, his. Catchphrase is excellent.
And also Release the Hands.
Mm.
Okay, you ready for another?
Oh, what are you talking about, Willis?
Oh, the little kid. My Family.
No.
He lived with the family.
Family Affair.
No.
What you talking about? No.
What's it called, man?
It was called Different Strokes. It was Arnold.
Arnold, yeah.
Here we go.
Never mind.
What are you talking about, Willis?
There you go. It's a good one, isn't it?
You got it, dude. You got it, dude.
You got it, dude.
Couldn't tell you.
It was one of the Olsons. When they were kids. No?
No.
Neither of you know it.
Sorry, man.
What is it?
Full House.
It was Full House. Yeah. Full House. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Right, last one. Come on, we ran out of time, Kim.
All right, which one is the better one of the... Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Lovely jubbly.
Oh, Del Boy from Only Fools and Horses.
Yes, correct. Okay, Susan's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
What?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 has got Luke.
Yeah!
Well done, Luke. You have won TV show catchphrases.
Hey, man, that was a great game. Like, it started off rough, but I quite liked it.
That was tough,
though. It was quite tough.
I don't have a telly.
We'll get the gossip according to Luke in about 10 minutes' time.
And music from D-Ream. Things can only get better. Please, God.
It's 98 FM.
98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM's Gossip according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Music. Hoes here. You like it, don't you? Well, I do anyway. Producer Suze does, and Cooper likes it too. So this is new music teased on Hoes here's Instagram. Just remember that what you're about to hear is not in a studio. It's not a professional microphone. It's just him, a guitar, a phone, and Instagram.
I wouldn't know where to start with music playing in the dark. It's still my foolish heart. Don't learn this song. I wouldn't know where to start with music playing in the
dark. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it. Even if you're not a massive fan of his music or whatever, he's still, that voice is flipping fantastic, lads.
I think it's an important thing to do if your parents say, do you want to learn guitar? Yes.
100%.
Yes, please.
Definitely. From that to something a little different.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies.
Here comes Spider-Man. That's from the 1960s. However, the new one with Tom Holland is coming out very, very soon. Some details have been leaking, or, well, not really leaking. That sounds gross. But, like, you know, being let out into the public. It's coming out in July of this year. And it's a bit of a strange one, because if you've seen the Avengers movies, you'll know that that ends in a very specific way.
Yeah.
One which I will not spoil for you. It's just a bit strange to me that Spider-Man is still able to make a movie after Avengers, so I'm very, very curious.
But this Spider-Man is going to come after Captain Marvel and the next Avengers, so the next Avengers is
Next Avengers this year. So we'll find out, sort of, they'll wrap up the Avengers, but then Spider-Man will be immediately back on your screen.
Yeah, be fine.
Oh, I don't know though, what's going to happen?
If you're into Spider-Man, actually, Sky Cinema are doing a Sky Spider-Man channel, so all the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, I hope not the third Spider-Man. That was awful. Do you remember he became an emo and danced around the place with black hair? Yeah. Oh, shocking. Jake Gyllenhaal is actually going to be in this. He's playing Mysterio, which is nice. Anything with Jake Gyllenhaal, I am in. 100%.
I'll be interested to see how they do Mysterio as a character, because, like, it looks odd enough in the comic books.
It's true. It's very, very true. Sticking with movies, Wreck-It Ralph. Ralph Breaks the Internet. Possibly one of the best movies I've seen in a very long time. And I know it's a cartoon and everything, but I went to see it with my little girl, and it was so clever. And there's a lot of really, really good messages in there for kids as well. I highly recommend you go see it. It's still in cinemas now. Now, Wreck-It Ralph 3 is the question that everybody is asking. You know, what's happening with it? Is there going to be another one? And we have the full interview with John C. Reilly and Steve Coogan tomorrow on The Big Breakfast, but I do have a clip from it where I ask John C. Reilly, who plays Wreck-It Ralph, is there going to be a third one? You know, what's the story?
I have to ask, is there any, like, way down the line, maybe a Wreck-It Ralph 3, just in case?
Wow, it's a little premature. It's still, we're still in the theaters with the second one, but
so well,
I don't know, maybe. I doubt it, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Because I think they came to a good place, the two characters, you know, me and
But sometimes you can find another way of telling a story if the check's large enough, don't you?
100%.
I disagree with what he said, though, at the end. It's like, it's completely opened up for a third movie. 100%.
I agree with you. Yeah. I think he's just saying that because it's still in some else. That was a gossip recording. Luke, you know, no, go in piss.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Zara Larsson ruined my life on 98FM. Lara Zarson.
Jara Larson, I thought you were saying.
Get your jars of Larson now.
Honestly, I do think artists are just making their names complicated so DJs make a balls of them. Honestly.
Yeah, 100%.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Cigala. Like, what's a cigala when it's at home? Charlie Puth. Is it Puth or Put? Like, what is it? Someone now, you won't be getting confused by this. Producer Suze. What you see is what you get.
And exactly. Yeah.
What she has is a One More Tune story.
I do. And this morning, we're going over to Kent in the United Kingdom.
Careful with that word now.
Last time we'll get over there before Brexit.
Oh.
So we are chatting about a broken heart this morning.
Oh, sorry.
So,
oh,
crap. Now, I don't have a broken heart. But this for anyone that does have a broken heart. If you've got a novel way of getting over an ex, this could help, right? So a company in the UK, it's the Hemsley Conservation Centre. Mm-hmm. They're reaching out to people whose hearts have been broken, and they're saying for a mere £1.50, you can name a cockroach after your ex.
Where are these cockroaches based?
It's the Hemsley Conservation Centre. So what they're going to do is they're going to raise money to look after everything in that conservation centre, and you get to have a cockroach named after your ex. So they'll even put up a plaque outside the enclosure, and they'll have a list of all the names
of all the cockroaches named after exes.
Yeah.
So where are the cockroaches?
Mary, John, Amy.
Where are the cockroaches though? Can you visit them and say,
you
go
can,
on?
Yeah, in the Hemsley Conservation Centre. You can go and see the one that you've named. They were saying
what?
It's not necessarily adopting, because you probably don't really want to adopt a cockroach. So
no.
You just get to name this after your ex.
Take a
and
picture.
Make yourself feel better. Yeah. And know that deep down in your heart, somewhere in the world, there's a cockroach with the same name.
But by naming a cockroach after your ex, like, cockroaches are strong, resilient.
If you stamp on them, they still don't die. They lay eggs and breed even more. That is
if
true.
You stamp on a cockroach, they'll still hold on to your CD collection and jumper.
I think they've missed a trick with this. They should be naming snakes after the exes.
Okay. What's your song suggestion?
I'm going to go with The Creeps, Fetty LeGrand.
It's not bad. I like that. It's weird and wacky, and that is the epicenter of what is a Suze One More Tune.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Well, what song do you reckon will go with that? 0877 98 98 98. Get your song suggestions in, please. And we'll play some Script, Science of Faith next on The Big Breakfast.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Script, Science of Faith on 98FM. It's just coming up to cowboy time, and that is 10 to 10.
We get a kind of a story at the end of the show, and then we pick a song based on it. That's how we end the show. We call it One More Tune, and producer Suze is the woman who gives us that story.
If you've just broken up with your other half and you're looking for a way to get a bit of revenge without doing anything kind of that you might get in trouble for, a company in the UK are offering the chance to name a cockroach after your ex for the mere price of £1.50, which I think is a bit of a bargain. Yeah. Knowing that somewhere out there, there's a cockroach with your ex's name on it.
Someone on text here says, I'm not paying £1.50 unless I get to squish the cockroach. That's terrible.
See, the thing is, it's a conservation centre, so I don't know if they'll allow you to come over and kill the cockroaches.
All right. Also, that's kind of like passive aggressive.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit?
Just a little bit. The song suggestion coming in here, this is one I didn't know. Destiny's Child had a song called Bugaboo. Y'all know this one?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, all right.
Bugaboo.
Okay. There was an extra member and everything in that band. There's like five of them there or something. Cool, that's one. And then someone said, actually a few people said, obvious one because it's cockroach. How about Papa Roach? Yeah, no, that makes sense.
It's a bit heavy though. So
is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
wait,
even though we play Nirvana, but sure, look, I agree with you. What do you think, Coop? Do you want to go with that one there?
I think so. The story behind this is that it was written about his ex, and the name of the song is Butterfly, which is also a bug.
Nice.
Not as horrible as a cockroach, though, but they can also fly. It's Crazy Town Butterfly. One More Tune on 98FM.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.